Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. Well, it takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides, no more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number. Well, a man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family, and that's a magic number. Okay, kids, so much for philosophy. Now time to take care of business. I know you count it by twos, you count it by five, you count it by tens. But today we're gonna count by threes. Real easy when you get started. Starts out 3, 6, 9. Okay. We'll take it all the way up to 30, where it comes out even. And I want you to count it with me. Are you ready? Here we go. Get set. 3, 6, 9. 12, 15, 18. 21, 24, 27. 30. Do it again. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. Now the multiples of three come up three times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9, and in the teens, it's 12, 15, and 18, and in the 20s, 21, 24, 27, and it comes out even on 30. Now we're gonna multiply back up from the 3 times 10. 3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1. What is it?
3!
Yeah! That's a magic number. Very good. But I notice some of you kids are bigger than the regular kids. So, since it's such an easy table, I think we ought to take it a little bit higher. And this part wasn't on TV. So be careful. It works like this. Now, if you go above 30 on the table, if you go above 10, you can put that 30 right in front of the pattern and count it all over again like this. 33, 36, 39, 42, 45, 48, 51, 54, 57, 60. Do that again. 33, 36, 39, 42, 45, 48, 51, 54, 57, 60. Now we're gonna multiply back up. 3 times 20. 3 times 20 is 60. 3 times 90 is 57. 3 times 18 is 54. 3 times 17 is 51. 3 times 16, 48. 3 times 15 is 45. 3 times 14, 42. 3 times 13, 39. 3 times 12 is 36. If you got 3 dozen, you got 36. 3 times 11 is a 33. And 3 times 10 is the same as 10 times 3. Everybody knows that's 30. Well, I didn't expect to get a lot of help from you guys on that one. But now we're gonna do the easy part again, where we multiply backward from 3 times 10. But this time, me and the band, We're gonna cut out on the answer. Leave you holding the bag. I'll be listening to see if you get it right. Are you ready? Here we go. We multiply backward. 3 times 10. 3 times 10 is
30.
3 times 9 is
27.
3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is
18.
3 times 5 is
15.
3 times 4 is
12.
3 times 3 is
9.
3 times 2 is
6.
And 3 times 1. What is it?
3.
That's a magic number. It's a magic number. Yes, it's a magic number. Ha, ha, ha. A magic number. Very good, kids. Everybody get A+. But it would make me so happy if y'all sang along on the last little couplet of the song about a man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. We'll slow it down. Here we go. I want everybody to sing it. Well, a man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had 3. They had 3 in family. And that's a magic number. I recorded some of my old songs. This is my newest song. It's called Baby Used to Be.